As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Of course, Capitals are back in the playoffs. Grant and Danny are going to be live from City Tap House, Penn Quarter, today before Game 1. And if you come out, you can win 2 free tickets to Game 1. 901 9th Street Northwest. That's right. You can win tickets to tonight's game. And, of course, we're giving away tickets to Wednesday's game, Game 2, all the way up until 5:20 p.m.
Very good.
All right, our pal Joe Beninati joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, the voice of the Caps on Monumental Sports. I'm guessing his voice is better because he's doing a radio hit. How you doing, Joe B?
Thank you, guys. Doing much better. Doing much better.
Good.
What do you do during your little hiatus? Do you have a bunch of honey? Do you just make sure you don't talk at all?
You see a doctor?
Explain to us, because at least you were there for the record breaker.
Everything was great for that Friday, Sunday, 893, 94, 95. Most of the Caps travel party was ill on that flight home, from what I gather. And that's where I think Locker and I both picked it up. And for some of us, it was a fever. For some of us, it was more nose-related, throat-related. And by the time Thursday rolled around that week, there was the 895 ceremony. And my voice was strong enough to do that. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes inside an arena, not bad, but not 2.5 hours of game. And when I walked into the doctors, I said, I've got 5 games in 8 days. And they looked at me and said, no, you don't.
Oh, wow.
And more, you know, the timing could have been worse because it could have happened before 8:93, 4:05, but it happened the Wednesday after that Sunday and then led right into the stretch of where I had to miss 3 Caps games and 2 college lacrosse games. And everything was for an abundance of caution to make sure I was ready for tonight. So not but everything is good, and we're ready to roll.
You are ready for tonight.
Awesome. So you have the entire first round on Monumental as Caps face Montreal. And the big question that everybody's been asking, Joe, is who is going to get the goalie nod for the Capitals? Is it going to be Chucky Lindgren, who's filled in admirably since Logan Thompson went out in early April when a puck hit him high in the mask? He hasn't been on the ice since, but it looks like he's got a few days of practice under his belt. What's your best guess? And like, if you're Carberry, do you go with the guy that's been there for the last couple of weeks, or do you go with Thompson, who's had an extended layoff here?
There's a little bit of suspicion there, Cakes. There's a little bit of suspense and mystery, and I think Spencer's going to play with that a little bit to try and keep Montreal wondering and guessing. I think just by judging what I saw yesterday at practice, I'll go 2 different ways for you here. I think Logan's ready. I think Logan's ready to play. Now, the decision, obviously, is to the coaches and to Carberry and Scott Murray, the goalie coach. Judging by what I saw yesterday, which was Scott Murray basically in the ear of Charlie Lindgren almost 75% of the time, my guess would be that it would be Charlie. However, Logan is your guy when he is 100% clear. And I'm guessing, again, that the doctors have given and the athletic trainers have given Spencer the go-ahead. Logan, in conversations that I've had with him, says he's feeling well, says he's ready to roll, but the decision is doctor and coach related. So they're going to keep this in suspense. My gut tells me it's Charlie tonight. Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised at all, however, if it's Logan. And guys, if you can have January Logan Thompson
right
in the cage, you can beat anybody.
Right.
Now, we haven't seen January Logan Thompson for a while. There are a couple of reasons for that. But if he's able to get back on that type of level, then we could really have some excitement here this spring.
Okay, so still some intrigue there with it, with the goalie spot. So what is the latest on the Protus injury and Farivari? I think Farivari's injury is flying a little bit under the radar. He suffered an ankle injury, I think it was a game or two ago, and Protus has missed the last six with a laceration on one of his feet. Will Protus go, and what's the latest on Farivari?
I just think it's a shame, guys, that for 5 months they were so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a bunch of guys. I want to say it's 8 or 9 guys play all 82 games this year. That's amazing in a sport as tough and as physically demanding as hockey is. And then all of a sudden, in the last 2 to 3 weeks, you see your lead netminder get hurt. You see arguably, I don't even think it's arguably, the most improved player in the NHL in Alexei Protas get hurt. And as you alertly point out, Cakes, Martin Farivari, who is another guy who's so important to what has been a group of six defensively, that's been marvelous this year. To answer your question, I don't think it's good on Farivari. I don't know about that, but I just, from what I'm hearing behind the scenes, I don't like what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Protas, to me, is an enormous difference maker when he's healthy. I don't think he's going to be healthy this series. To be honest, I think, you know, you see him skating on his own independently of the team outside of practice. That's one thing, but he's nowhere near. This is the opinions of Joe Venenati are his solely, not of the team. I am not telling you something verbatim from Spencer Carberry, but when I watch him and what I think, not until late in this series, if at all, in this series. And I hope he's ready by game 3 or 4. Right. I don't think you're going to see him in the first two games. I'd be shocked if you see him in the first two games.
Wow. All right, so let's flip it. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing the goalie's name correctly for Montreal. Sam Montembeau? Is that it?
Montembeau.
Okay, Montembeau. All right.
Montembeau.
Just looking at his numbers, he ranked 23rd in save percentage, but also then I looked at shots against. Man, he was peppered with shots all year. He ranked 5th in shots against. So maybe the numbers are a little misleading. Talk to me about him and what are his strengths and weaknesses.
Well, I look forward to seeing if you see the Capitals of the first 5 months. Then the shots on goal will be in their favor. The quality scoring chances will be in their favor. I think the Caps forward group can really lean on Montreal's defensive six, and I'm not to take anything away from them. I think Montreal has been playing so incredibly well. When you think about them being the Canadians were like dead last in the East in mid-December,
mm-hmm.
and to have made the playoffs, remarkable work by them and by head coach Martin St-Louis. But with regard to Montembeau, he's played an awful lot of hockey. I want to say only Vasilevsky and Hellebuck played more games than Montembeau. He sees a lot of puck rubber, without a doubt. He faces a lot of shots. And when he's on, guys, he can scare you. But at the same time, I have a feeling, just watching him play against the Caps in the past, that the Caps have a pretty good book on him. And I would expect that they will challenge Samuel Montembeau. He's the bell cow, though, for that team. And if they are porous defensively, and at times they can be, I expect he's the guy who helps bail them out. I think this is going to be a lot of punch-counterpunch in this series. I'll make a tennis reference. Djokovic and Federer were great players at turning defense into offense. You'd go out of your way to make this great shot down the line, and Federer and Djokovic would flip it on you in no time. How quickly can the Capitals counter? Montreal's going to take chances. Montreal can go. They can really skate. Extremely young, the youngest team in the playoffs. But when they gamble, how well do you counterpunch? How well do you Djokovic down the line, Federer cross court? That's going to be the key, I think, in this series.
Joe, should Caps fans be terrified of 19-year-old phenom Ivan Demidov, who is obviously making his first playoff appearance? He's only played in two regular season games, a late call-up by Montreal. What's the latest on him, his skill set? What should be aware of when it comes to Demidov?
Cakes, I watched a half hour of KHL highlights of Demidov's from back home. He is slick as a whistle, incredibly talented, fast, not overly big, but flashy, and not afraid to go to the front of the net, not afraid, not going to defer and say, here, why don't you do it? I'm only 19 years old. He seems to have those kind of eventual elite kind of mindset that he's going to be able to do it and take it to the highest level. He's obviously raw and green as grass, and I think defensively is where you'll see the Caps take advantage of a 19-year-old who's only playing his third ever game in the NHL tonight. That's going to be the question, is how often and will Martin Saint-Louis trust him in a Stanley Cup playoff game to do the job at the defensive end? At the offensive end, he looks really special. And a lot of those highlights, he was playing together on a line with Evgeny Kuznetsov of Capitals past fame, and they were meshing together really well. And Ivan looks like he's got a very, very bright future. Let's hope it's extinguished in the playoffs in this first round, though.
Talking to Joe Beninati, voice of the Capitals on Monumental Sports. Let's talk about the young phenom for the Capitals, Ryan Leonard. Will he make a big impact in this series? Should he make a big impact in the series?
I think, JP, we're probably guilty of over-expectations from Ryan. Ryan was arguably the best college player in the country this year. He was right there for the Hobie Baker Award as a finalist, led the nation in goals, all the big game goals he scored for Boston College, game winners and important plays. He was the MVP of the United States World Junior Tournament. He was their captain. There's a lot to love about Ryan, I think, for the future. But right now, you know, what's that expression? A lot of the times it's almost like you're drinking from a fire hose. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot happening right now, and it's something for him to adjust to. But with regard to the line that he's likely to be playing with Mangiapane and Eller, that line's going to have to contribute at some point in time during this series. I think they will. I like what I see from Ryan. I have some hesitations a little bit at the offensive end, just because the college game is 1/1000 and a half quicker, or not as quick. The NHL is that much quicker that things have to process quickly, and Ryan's still getting adjusted to that. I don't think it's fair for us to expect him to come in and right away be a point per game, goal a game kind of guy. That's the expectations are too high there. He's definitely willing to throw his body around. He's not the biggest cat in the world, but he plays physically. He plays above his weight. He definitely punches above his weight class. He's fast. I like his offensive shooting skills. I just wish that release would come a little bit quicker, and it will over time. Just got to give him some time. But now we're asking him to jump right in there into the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think he'll be impactful. I know he will. It's just a matter of how soon and how much. But for the moment, give him a little bit of time. Give him a little bit of a leash here.
So real quick, we've got about 2 minutes. Caps fans are kind of worried about, I certainly am, about how they've played since March 25th, where they went 4-9 since March 25th. How do you feel they come out of the gates when it now gets real?
Bish, I'm hoping that was just human nature. They had such a big lead. They were playing so well for so long. And then I mentioned the injuries, the illnesses, the consumption, the all-consuming great chase to get Alex an incredible record. That's now been done and accomplished. And what matters now is all about team. It's not about individual achievements. And again, those guys couldn't have been better. The entire team and Alex couldn't have been better with the way they approached all the stuff involved in chasing down Wayne Gretzky. Now it's time to get back to being the best team in the East, which they were for the lion's share of this season. And I just thought there's a little human nature crawling in here. These games don't mean anything. They were the first team to earn a playoff berth. They clinched the division quickly. They wrapped up the East so fast. I think they backed off the pedal. I hope. And if so, you'll see a really solid showing right off the jump tonight. Oh, you can't just flip a switch like that, Joe. I understand, but I think in particular.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The line that I think, and the player especially, I think, that'll show this will be Pierre-Luc Dubois. When the Capitals are at their best, Dubois is one of the best two-way players in the league. It's going to be, at least for the first couple of games when Spencer Carberry has the matchups to his favor, he's going to get Dubois against Suzuki, and that Suzuki line has arguably been the best line in the league in the last month. They will give the Caps a handful, but I think Dubois and Wilson and McMichael will match them and force that offensive line to play some defense. The best way to counterattack that trio is to make them work in Montembeau's end. Don't let them have the puck. And that'll be, I think, something from a possession game standpoint that Dubois can control.
Joe B., we're looking forward to it. Thanks, as always, for
looking
joining us.
Looking forward to watching you tonight. All right.
You guys, my pleasure. Anytime.
Yep, thanks, Joe.
My man.
Glad to hear you're feeling better.
Joe Beninati, the voice of the Washington Capitals on the Monumental Sports Network.
Mm-hmm.
Game one tonight. Of course, you can win tickets for game two right here on this station all the way until 5:20 p.m. And you can join our boys, Grant and Danny, live from City Tap House, Penn Quarter. That's today. If your chance to win tickets, go Caps for Bish Cakes. I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
See ya.